Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. It's that time of year when the leaves are certainly falling, but also in the meantime, there are some beautiful autumn leaves, and it's one of the things that many people enjoy. Well, what do you think of when you hear the words autumn leaves? Maybe you think of all those leaves you're going to have to rake up because they just keep falling. Or maybe you think of all of the beautiful colors that we get, and perhaps you even think about taking a trip to northeastern Iowa or maybe northeastern United States to see many more leaves, trees, different colors. And we have beautiful leaves here, but we go other places, there's even more of them. Well, the scientific explanation, of course, is not very romantic, and sometimes we associate autumn with romantic songs like Autumn Leaves, and we'll talk about that. But remember, what happens is the trees when they get green, it's a photosynthesis process that takes oxygen and carbon dioxide and all that sort of thing. Maybe you remember that from science class when you were in school. But during the winter, there is not enough light or water for photosynthesis, so the trees rest and live off the food they've stored up during the summer. And so when they begin to shut down their food-making factories, the green chlorophyll that's been there all summer disappears, and those other colors, red and yellow and gold, start to appear. Actually, those colors have been there all the time, but the green covered them up. So the green is going away, and we begin to see all of these beautiful colors. And we might as well appreciate it, because some folks, when they think of autumn, automatically think of what comes next and thinking very negatively of the cold and the winter. But other associations with autumn sometimes are melancholy, and possibly because the skies do turn a little less bright. And as we mentioned, we know that winter here in the Midwest is coming. But what else might you associate with fall or autumn? Well, coming up a little later is Halloween. And of course, that's become a big marketing to-do with promoting all the Halloween decorations. But a little earlier, of course, when we first started to think about fall, it was when school was starting. And another thing that happens sometime in the fall season is a lot of our TV programs start coming on, either new series, brand new shows, or the new kickoff of the shows that we've been watching. Also, many of us think of football. That's fall for you and autumn for you. That's football. Well, another thing that somebody listening might think of is that's a girl's name. Since 1997, Autumn has been one of the top 100 names for girls in the United States. Well, another thing that you might think of because it's been in the news is Roger Williams and his piano performance of Autumn Leaves. That's when most of us first heard Autumn Leaves was with Roger Williams, but it really is a very old song. It was a much recorded popular song, and it originally was a French song and written in 1945. And the name in French, and I'll not even try to pronounce it, actually means the dead leaves. That could produce a little melancholy. And, of course, the first words were in French, but then Johnny Mercer, who wrote much, much music and songs in the United States, wrote the English lyrics in 1947. And Jo Stafford, anybody remember her, was among the first to perform this new version. And it soon became a pop standard and a jazz standard in both languages, and as well as an instrumental and the singers for the using the words. French singer Edith Piaf did both French and English versions in 1950. on a radio program called The Big Show, hosted by Tallulah Bankhead. Now, some of you listening go, huh? Those names mean nothing. But for others of us, we at least remember the names. How about the Melocrino Strings? And he recorded a version in London on August 18th, 1950. But here's one you probably don't know. The film Autumn Leaves, starring Joan Crawford, featured the song as sung by Nat King Cole. So it wasn't until a little later that Roger Williams brought that song back in great popularity. That was in 1955. So let's talk a little bit about Roger. He's been in the news because he recently passed away. I think it's sort of ironic that he did pass away in the fall. He was 87 and had been struggling with pancreatic cancer that he learned he had earlier this year. But he was quite a performer and well-recognized. He performed for nine presidents. He wasn't born with that simple name of Roger Williams. That was given to him a little later, but he was born Louis Jacob Wirtz. So probably not a name that rolls off our tongues. But he was born to a Lutheran minister and a music teacher in Omaha, Nebraska. And the family moved to Des Moines, Iowa before his first birthday. And he first played the piano at age 3. In high school, he became interested in boxing, mainly at his father's insistence, but he returned to music after breaking his nose several times and getting several other injuries. He majored in piano at Drake University in Des Moines, but claimed he was expelled for playing Smoke Gets in Your Eyes in the practice room. He also served in the United States Navy in World War II, and while he was still in the Navy, he earned a bachelor's degree from Idaho State College, and that was in 1950. Then he re-enrolled in Drake, where he earned his master's degree, and then he moved to New York to attend Juilliard Music School, and he studied jazz piano. Well, one night when Wirtz was scheduled to play as an accompanist for a Juilliard student who was to sing on the Arthur Godfrey's talent show. See, there's another memory coming up. When the singer failed to appear, he just went on as a piano soloist and won the night's contest. See, sometimes you have to be in the right place at the right time. And when he did that, he was heard by the founder of Cap Records and was so impressed. The head of Cap Records was so impressed that he signed the pianist and then changed his name to Roger Williams. And that name is after the founder of Rhode Island. Why? I don't know. He was in, had been in Iowa, you know, all these other places, but that's how he got his name, Roger Williams. In addition to the Godfrey program, Williams also won a talent contest on Dennis James' program, Chance of a Lifetime. Well, then came along recording Autumn Leaves, the only piano instrumental to reach number one on Billboard's popular music chart. And it sold over 2 million copies and was awarded a gold disc. So it became just an overall popular song for many people, knowing that it was number one on the Billboard. I'm sure it was number one on the hit parade also. Well, some other songs. Can you name some other songs that Roger Williams made popular, or he was the one that people said, oh yeah, that's, you know, that's Roger Williams? Yellow Bird, Maria, The Impossible Dream. Those are just a few of those songs that really were connected with Roger Williams. Of course, he's put out many albums. In fact, 116 albums. That has to be near the top for performers. And on his 75th birthday, hey, he was still going strong. He performed his first 12-hour piano marathon, and he did that in New York City. And his Steinway & Sons Gold Steinway Grand Piano was on tour for public display and entertainment during 2007 and 2008. We mentioned some of the programs he was on. He was inducted into the Hit Parade Hall of Fame in 2010. And was still performing earlier this year. Well, autumn leaves. Remember the falling leaves drift by my window, the falling leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.